Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing whether the din of lamashcha to eat the kachim b'derech shel gedula is a din in the gavra, the person eating it, or a din in the chefta of the food. And therefore, and we saw various nafkaminas and various proofs. And now we are going to move forward, again based on the Torah of Hagon HaGadol Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz, Shlita Mori V'Rabbi, the Ateres Yeshua, asks Akasha from Tosfos, on the tzad that it's a din in the Chefza, because Tosfos in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, says that if the Kohen prefers to eat the food when it's not roasted, let's say he likes it better cooked, then he can eat it cooked. However he likes it better. Just if he likes roasted as much as he likes it cooked, then he should eat it roasted. But if he likes cooked more than roasted, then he should eat it cooked. So it's telling him what the Kohen likes more. So the Ateres Yeshua says that it can't be a din in the Chefza. It has to be a din in the Gavra. Because a din in the Chefza, according to the Tzad, a din in the Chefza, since the mitzvah, lechol hakochim b'tzli, is because it's machshiv the kochim, so who cares what the Kohen likes more or likes less? It's a din in the food, and if tzli is the most chashuv way of eating it, then it has to be tzli. How could it be telling what the Kohen likes? It must be that it's a din in the gavra, and therefore he has to eat the way he likes better. But we could argue and say no, that if it's more tasty for a person to eat it cooked, so that's also machshiv the food, because a person's machshiv the ochel that's mevushel more than he's machshiv the ochel that's tzli, and maybe itaka is a din in the Chefza, because it's a machsh of the food more in his eyes. However, it's still shver from the Gemara Menachas and Nafzadi Tesam at Beis. There it says that Tsar Shem Kippurim Nechol Erev, and they eat the Tsar of Yom Kippur at night, and the Bavlim eat it raw. And the question is, since they're chayiv to eat it sli, how do they eat it raw? It's not Derech Gedula. Answers the Maharsham in Chelik Tesim and Kufn and Ches, and the Chabina Rav in Novav Mesharim Chelik Beis Simin Mem, according to Tosas and Chulin. Since their Nana Meachila Sochai, that's what they like the Gemara says, Mesha Daitan Yafe, they like it raw, so that's how they're Makai in the midst of Lamashcha, because Tosas says, however you like it better, you eat it. Now, from this is definitely Muchach, that lamashcha is a din in the gavra, because if it's din in the chefza, achilas basar behema chai, eating raw meat, that's shalok ederech. That chefza is shalok ederech. That's muchach from Tosas and Pesachim Chav Dalet Amid Beis, Dibra Maschil Prat Ayin Sham and Tosas. Look also in Menachos Mem Ches Amid Aleph and Tosas Dibra Maschil Chet. So Baal Korchena, we have to say that it's a din in the gavra, and that's also a chiddush. It's a chiddush that if a person likes eating basar chai, that's called derech gedula. But it can't be a din in the chefza, because the chefza is shaloka derech achila. That's not considered edible, as far as the chefza is concerned. And the chiddush is that for the gavra, he's still allowed to eat it chai, because he likes it more. And that's considered derech gedula for him, like the achronim say, kevin shenena me'achila so chai. That's how he's mekai in the midst of lamashcha. So here we'd have a raya that it's a din in the gavron, can't be in the chefta because it's not derech achila, it's not the way it's eaten. In Bechoras Daf Chavav Amid Beis, it says that a Yisrael who has a Bechor, he has to take care of it if it's a gasa for 50 days, and if it's a daka for 30 days before he gives it to the Kohen. So the Rambam writes in Perashat Mishnayos, the reason is v'kvar pirashnu ma'asham rachmana l'moshcha v'hem l'gedula v'fikach einosim lahem shum davar sheish bo amal v'torach. L'moshcha is l'gedula. Again, the pasuk says l'moshcha. So the l'moshcha would be that the Rambam says that there's no Torah involved. If there's Torah involved, then you lose your l'moshcha. So you have to give it to them for the first 30, 50 days Bagasa, 30 days Bedaka. There's Torah to take care of the animal. And you have to give it to him at Derech Shel Gedula. So Memela, the Yisrael, takes care of it, so that when he gives it to him, it's already, you know, already past the difficult stage. And Memela, now there's no Amal and Torah, and you can be Mekayim l'moshcha. So here's a Raya Brura, that mitzvahs l'moshcha is a din in the cheftza, to be machshiv the matana. If it's a din in the gavra, what does this have to do with the Yisrael and nosin matanat matnas kohuna l'kohen? In other words, we want it to be a chashiv mat. We want it to be a chashiv matana. So if it's a din in the gavra, that the Yisrael has to take care of it for 50 days, how can that be a din in the mashcha? It's nothing to do with the Yisrael, it's the Kohen's matana. So it can't be, like he says, the mashcha gedul ficha ain't noslim, when you give it to him, when the Yisrael gives it to him, it has to be something that doesn't have amal and torah. He can't have to toil when you give it to him. So how could it be a din in the gavra? What does this have to do with the Yisrael who gives the matnas kuna l'kohen? Elamai, it must be a din in the cheftza. And therefore, it has to be a chashiv matana. And it's only a chashiv matana if there's no Torah. So here's a raya brura that it's l'mashcha. This is mamish ga'inish ha'aimfals, one after the next. B'li ayin hara, b'siyata d'shmaya. Again, not me, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about a gon Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. Now, according to the tzad, that l'mashcha is a din in the cheftza, which we actually just proved. On the other hand, we have other proofs that it's the din of the gavra. According to the din that lamashcha is the din in the, according to the tzad that lamashcha is the din in the cheftza, so now we could be mechadesh a dover nifla to be miyashiv the kashiv the matim Moshe and knows shin samach dalet, and that the Rama writes in the Tshuvas and Siman Aleph that somebody who drinks schnapps and he eats bread to diminish. The sharpness of the schnapps, he doesn't have to wash for the bread. Because just like you don't make a brach on pas when it's tuffel to the schnapps, so too, you don't have to do netilas yadayim. So he says you don't have to do netilas yadayim, just like you don't have to make hamotzi. Since the bread is tuffel to the schnapps, it doesn't require neither a hamotzi nor netilas yadayim. Frek the matim Moshe. What does one have to do with the other? Bishleim linyan bracha. Since it's tuffel, it was already nifter bibracha ala ikr. Avala inyan itila. The pas is makabel tuma. So of course it requires nitila. You have to wash your hands so you're not matami the bread. What does that have to do with it being tuffel to the schnapps? When it comes to the bracha, you know, it doesn't require a bracha. The schnapps covers it. It's tuffel. It's nifter bibracha ala ikr. Seder, but when it comes to Netila, you're going to be Matami the bread. What does that have to do with the Netila? Shtar Kasha from the Matim Moshe. So, Rav Harwitz Shlita is Metarets with three Hakadamas. This Kasha of the Matim Moshe and the Ramah that you don't require Netila Siddayim. Number one, Tosis and Zvachim Ayin Heil Mitbeis writes Dibur Maschel Shviz that Gam Bachilas Truma, the Din of L'moshcha, they have to eat a Derech Gedula. And even though I already hear people jumping at me and saying that in Bechoros Chav Zayin Amud Aleph and Dibor Maschil Va'asi, they write that Betruma there is no L'moshcha. However, Tosis there says that that's Dafka B'Peiris. And the reason is maybe because it's not Shaykh Achilas Keva. But B'Pasil Truma, that it's Shaykh Achilas Keva, even Tosis would be Moda, the Zin of L'moshcha, Al Kopanim. We see this in Tosis in Zvachim Ayin Heyamud Beis, that Ba'achilas Truma, there's a Din of L'moshcha, they have to eat a Derech Gedula. And according to this, Nira Lechadesh, that according to the Tzad, that the gather of Lamashcha is the din in Lechavtza, so it'd be usur to eat the passive truma as tafel l'machal acher, because how can you make it tafel? How can you make it secondary? It's a prisus for the bread to be eaten as tafel. That's not derech gedula. Can't say that. And number three, we say in Chulin Kofava Amar Aleph, two reasons why Chazal were metaken etil sidayim. One is mishum srach truma, so you don't come to eat the truma be without doing the tilas yadayim, and the other is because of nikiyus. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha Kuf Samach Dal Dibras Chalasor is medayik from the smag esen mitzvah chav zayin that lekule alma, everybody agrees that it's also mishum srach truma. So even the reason of nikiyus would agree that it's mishum srach truma. So now it's mamish gevaldik. Why oichel pas ketufel lematik acharifus, when somebody eats the bread as tufel in order to lessen the sharpness of the schnapps, he would not be obligated to wash netilas yadayim. And the reason is because since netilas yadayim was decreed because of srach truma, so that he doesn't come to eat truma without netilas yadayim. By truma, you're not allowed to eat pas ketofel l'machal acher. You're not allowed to. So therefore, you don't have to make a gzeira to do netilas yadayim for bread, because there's never going to be a metzias where you're going to be eating truma as tufel to the schnapps. So therefore, when you eat the regular bread as tufel to the schnapps, the non-truma bread, then you're not going to have to do netilas yadayim. The Tilas Yadayim was only Gzeirah Mishum Srach Truma. But since you're never going to come to a matzav where you're eating Truma, bread as tafel to schnapps, because you're not allowed to make it tafel, because it's, you have to eat it b'derech shel gedula, so memela, there's no need to be metaken Netilas Yadayim. And that is a peladik achidish, and we should be zoche Lilmodu l'lamed, lishmor b'lasos, v'lekayim is kol divrei salmu tarasu v'yahava, amen v'yamen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.